The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, July 12, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed his rejection of the illegal presence of the United States in the Cuban eastern province of Guantanamo and that of a nuclear submarine in that naval enclave. The president, through his Twitter account, stated that the United States is not only legally encroaching on a portion of our territory in Guantanamo, but is compounding the outrage with the presence there of a nuclear submarine. He made emphasis on the defense of peace in our country and in the region we inhabit. Previously, the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs denounced the entry of a nuclear-powered submarine into that cove from July 5 to 8, which it described as a provocative escalation by the United States, whose political or strategic motives are unknown. The text recalled that 33 nations of the region are signatories to the Declaration of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace signed in Havana in January 2014. The International Relations Commission of the National Assembly of People's Powers today strongly rejected the resolution of the European Parliament with a high interfering content and that defames the reality of the island. The declaration emphasizes that the European Parliament lacks moral, political, and legal authority to judge Cuba. The European Parliament adopted this day a resolution referring to the declarations of the Council and the European Commission and the state of the political dialogue and cooperation agreement between the European Union and Cuba following the visit made to Havana by the European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, on the occasion of the third joint Cuba-European Union Council. The 19th International Computer Science Convention and Fair will take place from March 18 to 22, 2024 in Havana, announced the Minister of Communications, Mayra Arevich. Under the motto for a digital society, the meeting will have as venues the Havana Convention Center and the PubExpo Fairgrounds, where projects, technologies, resources, and products and services will be exhibited. The appointment will be a propitious space to socialize the results based on research, innovation, and collective development. In addition, it will highlight the importance, use, and capabilities provided by information and communication technologies in the transition to a digital society with the necessary learning for citizens to take advantage of its benefits. The first edition was held in the Cuban capital in 1988. This convention takes place every 2 years to promote exchange among hundreds of professionals and businessmen from the telecommunications, information technology, and information and communication sectors at the national and international level. Youth in Europe were invited today by the Youth Network of the European Left Party to stand up with Cuba in its struggle against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States. The member organizations of the platform described this policy as an act of war and recalled that it has lasted for more than 60 years and denounced it for violating human rights and international laws. The Youth Network rejected the tightening of the siege with 243 measures, many of them implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic and the administration of Donald Trump, and remarked that the current administration has not changed anything. Likewise, it highlighted that in the last 3 decades, the UN General Assembly demanded the lifting of the blockade, an almost unanimous demand of the international community. The youth organizations of the European Left Party participated from July 6 to 9 in Ljubljana, Slovenia, in a summer university, a meeting in which they repudiated Washington's aggressions against Cuba and its revolution. The Penekop training ship of the Russian Navy arrived on Tuesday at the port of Havana, the capital of Cuba, to carry out an extensive program of activities. The deputy chief of the Revolutionary Navy, Captain Jose Luis Soto, and the Russian ambassador to Cuba, Victor Coronelli, were present at the reception. During their stay in Cuba, the Russian sailors will pay courtesy visits to the head of the Revolutionary Navy and the governor of Havana and will also visit places of historical and cultural interest. The population will be able to visit the ship as of this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time and on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in the international agenda, we have that the Brussels 2023 People's Summit called for relations of mutual respect and reciprocity between the European Union and Latin America and the Caribbean, ties that it demands to be free from interference. The forum affirmed in the Declaration of Principles in view of the European Union Economic Community of Latin American and Caribbean States Summit, scheduled to be held in this capital on July 17 and 18, that any political or military action seeking to interfere in the normal development of the institutions and constitutional norms of any country is categorically rejected. The People's Summit will meet in parallel, a traditional mechanism of social movements and progressive forces to guarantee that the voice of the peoples is taken into account in the forms of heads of state and government. In its Declaration of Principles, it called for the condemnation of media campaigns aimed at destabilizing democratically elected governments. Meanwhile, the Caribbean community is nowadays on the right track to meet its goal of mitigating its high food import bill by 25% in 2025, as stated by Guyana's president, H.E. Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali. According to Irfan Ali, who also holds responsibility for agriculture in the CARICOM quasi-cabinet, is confident of this successful initiative even amid circumstances around us are changing every single day, he said. He also pointed out the appropriate steps being taken by the CARICOM member states, praising the rice production in Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados' income in shrimp production, as well as St. Lucia's quest to diversify its agricultural portfolio. We will see more investment in all nations, more interest, more dynamism, Dr. Ali told the national press, while adding he was optimistic about the political willingness by counterpart states to generate innovative initiatives in hydroponics, aquaculture, and high-yield crops. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.